I'm Hema Upadhyay. You know, this work deals very strongly with the issue of migration into bigger cities, where people look for a better life, successful life, and they migrate from their own smaller places to bigger places. So I think this work deals with all the complexities that come with migration, whether it's inter-country, interstate, or intercity. You know, so because like Bombay has this whole potent site, it has been a potent site for migration for thousands of years for people. Like people come into the city with big dreams, that they'll make it big, but there are some people who are not able to realize their dreams and they end up living in such shanties or very poor living conditions. So I think this work represents all those complexities about political, social and economical structuring of a city.
You know about the American dream. Is there any Indian dream for these persons, these people?
Yeah, I think Bombay has... I feel there's a very strong reference of Bollywood in Bombay. Bollywood as in the film industry, which is based in Bombay, and which sells dreams, you know, which sells superstars. So a lot of people associate themselves with those dreams and hence dream bigger, you know. So they come to the city thinking they'll become film stars, they'll become superstars, you know. But only when they come do they realize certain complexities the city has to offer, you know. So I think the big dream image comes from the Bollywood, more in Bombay. And success is like the motto, you know.
And the relationship between all these persons, the people who live in the... how they live together in this town?
Well, if you go into the slums, you see there is... it's very multicultural. There are people migrating from Madras, there are people migrating from Calcutta, Bangladesh. There are people who have come in from nearby places in Bombay. So because, you know, land in Bombay is so expensive, not everybody can afford a piece of land as home. So what they do is they go and squat in whichever area is open. You know, that's why, like, now the government is going into this whole beautification progress, you know, projects with Bombay, where they're saying that we will look make Bombay look like Shanghai. You know, it'll be very clean, very high-tech and all. But where are you going to put all these people? There's no relocation project for them, you know. And where, and major workforce comes from there. So it's, I think this work is absolutely thriving with problems related to Bombay.
India is a rich country with poor people and rich people.
See, India has a very good amount of its own money, as in we have loads of you know, people who are very well off. And I think there's a major problem with the political structuring there. I think that's what makes people poorer. You know, I think it's a problem with the political setup there. Because in such a huge democracy, I mean, how can, you know, when there's no organization, when there's such a problem with structuring of things, it's bound to go haywire. It's bound to be lopsided. I think maybe he's talking about that.
And what's the meaning of your exhibition here?
The fact that it's a very important part of Bombay. I know it's part of poor Bombay, but when you look at slums, even I as a resident of Bombay, when I look at slums, I often wonder, I said, how are they staying like this? You know, how can they live in such bad living conditions, you know? And it only makes me think about my privilege, you know, my position, privileged position. It makes me think about the position my politicians take, the positions a certain class takes, position certain people take. You know, it only makes me think about that. I mean, I can't do much as an individual. I don't think I can go, because people are so aggressive here. They just want to save everything they have. But this is only what they've got. Even if it's free, the government says, you people take lands thinking it's, you know, for free and all. So when they have to relocate them, they ask for money and they don't have money. You know, and we have certain, you know, people who've been film stars who've gone into politics and are saving this for their cause, you know. So there's a lot happening, but it's quite complex, you know. It takes a while to happen.
And you are in Bombay in a movement with other people who work together?
No, I work individually. And for me, activism and art don't mix. I don't mix activism with art. For me, my art is more symbolic of what's happening around. Like, I would rather, you know, I would speak about the issue in my work, because I don't think I have an attitude of an activist, you know.
And how is it possible for you to be known in Bombay and more in France now?
Well, it's nice to kind of cross borders and reach out to people. Like, I think a lot of people today reacted very strangely to the work and very strongly to the work. So I think for me, those viewpoints become very important. Like the other day, somebody saying, "Have you been to Brazil?" I said, "No." I said, "Have you been to Rio?" It's exactly like this. I said, "You see, this is the whole setup. This is where, you know, when there is growth on one side, there's growth on this side as well. And it happens in any growing country, you know, any developing country." So it talks about those, you know, people give the answers themselves to the work. Thank you so much.